You are now a national champion and a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
Put that into words for me.
I can't put it into words, man. I'm in an elite group of people, and it's just such a special organization, a special group of guys, players, coaches, all the way down to the custodians, man. It's so surreal, but it was already written, you know? We just had to stay the course and to get here, and we got the job done, and I'm so happy. I'm so blessed. We're all blessed, and I'm happy to bring one back to Kansas City. It's been 50 years, and I'm just so happy, man.
Another come-from-behind victory, but at the end, your defense had to get a stop.
And that's what we've been doing for weeks on end, you know? Shout out to, you know, he may be a Wolverine, but shout out to Frank Clark, man. That dude's the closer. He's been closing out games for weeks now, and that's just what he does. And, you know, nobody ever panicked when we got down 10 points. Like, we've been down 24, and, you know, like I said before, it was already written, and we just had to just stay the course, and something was going to happen for us, and now we're champs.
You had that run with the Jets, but then you got picked up by the Chiefs. What was going through your mind then when you got that kind of maybe a fresh start or a new beginning?
I mean, it was a blessing. You know, I didn't know how everything would be shaken out, but, and there's just no guarantee of a Super Bowl. They don't just hand you the trophy at the beginning of the season. But I knew I was going to a great organization, a great team, and, you know, just had to see how everything, you know, how it meshed together because, you know, I had some new faces, and it meshed together, you know, flawlessly. Yeah, great leaders and just guys that believed in each other.
You knew what it took to win a national title in college. When you got to this level, describe a little bit the similarities and differences in trying to get a title at the ultimate level.
I mean, it's very similar to how we did it in college, you know, even though this is more of on a business, but it's very similar and just, you know, coming together and just, you know, coming back from down, you know, how you doing, brother? How you doing? Appreciate it. Thank you. Especially, you know, coming back, you know, I mean, I know in college we had to come back from some big games and win them and come out on top, but just really the chemistry and just the feel is very similar to college. And it's different, you know, but the only thing difference is that you haven't been with these guys, you know, all for, you know, 2 or 3 years, like in college, you know, and just, you know, we had to put it all together, you know, once we had that opportunity and we had to pull through. So I'm so happy that we did. I lost my voice from screaming so much, man, and I'm blessed and I'm so happy. I'm just very happy.
How does that chemistry happen at the pro level?
Going through adversity early on, and we did, you know, that everybody talk about, you know, you know, how we stopped the rushing attack of a lot of teams. And you know what? It's a marathon. It's never a sprint. And this marathon will continue, to be honest with you. So I'm just, I'm still at a loss of words. I can't even believe it.
You get a chance to see that beast on the other side, Nick Bosa?
Yeah, I mean, the O-line here, they knew they had their work cut out for him. And, but, you know, for them, they trust each other, and they trust the technique, and they trusted the game plan, and we got it done. So, I mean, and still hats off to Nick. He's had a hell of a year. Nothing, anything that short that of what I would expect, you know, but
yeah. Defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah, and I mean, one rookie of the year, though, everything. So, I mean, I'm so proud of him. He knows how I feel about him. I wish I could have seen him after the game just to give him a hug, but yeah, he's going to get his shot again, best belief.
New Albany, Ohio, to the top of the mountain, man. You've done it twice now, college and pro.
Thank you. I mean, shout out to New Albany. Shout out to Chattanooga. 423, man, I love y'all. I miss y'all. Shout out to the Ohio State. You know, I'm happy to bring one back, you know. Shout out to everybody, you know, who's believed in me, and shout out to everybody who's doubted me also. I like to keep this train going, and, you know, I love y'all, man. Thank you.
Ohio State made you the player you are today, huh?
Hey, Chattanooga made me everything, and New Albany helped refine it. Ohio State enhanced it, and adversity in the pros, you know, has made me, you know, impenetrable. So I'm very, very fortunate, and I just look to continue to grow.
Best to your family. I know they're sharing this with you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
D. Lee, get that ring.
Absolutely. Okay, man. Go Bucks, too.